The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.
Hazel Shue, Green Party councillor from the Pembroke district in Dublin City Council. Just remind us, how many votes did you get, first preference votes did you get in the local elections?
Just over 4,000.
Okay, it was one of the highest individual votes in the country, wasn't it?
Apparently it was highest in history, percentage-wise, actually. So, yeah, it was great. So, thank you to my voters.
Okay, and those people did not regard you as that migrant, did they?
I don't think they did, thankfully. No, I think they my voters were regarding me as an Irish-born and bred individual. So that was great.
Tell us about this online video which has called you that migrant.
the online video all started off with there. So the online video was an individual at a protest at Google at the time saying that I was that migrant and saying that I was curtailing the freedoms of Irish individuals by coming out against hate speech. So, and that I was trying to censor everyone. And I decided to come back on Twitter and to state very clearly, well, firstly, I was born in Rotunda, so not exactly overseas. And secondly, I am against hate speech, but at the same time, everyone does have a freedom of freedom to speak. So, but I'm totally against hate speech.
What do you call hate speech? What do you define as hate speech?
So hate speech would be speech that incites hatred against a particular group or minority of people. So I'm all for people saying, not that I'm all for people name calling, but if it's just pure name calling, that's fine. You'll have to take it on the chin and move on. But if it is speech that harms or aims to harm or incite hatred to harm a group of people, then that is hate speech. Saying people are superior and anyone inferior should be moved on or deported. Saying that one is a deviant and for who they love, that causes them harm, because even though you may not think so, the very fact that you are projecting this, calling out to a crowd, does rally the troops.
Sometimes, might it not be better to ignore this type of behaviour rather than actually amplifying it by responding to it?
I think everyone's been asking that question, and myself as well added to that. We can't really afford to. So, like, we used to ignore it and we always think it go away. But if you look at the US and the UK, it doesn't. It actually becomes louder. Various groups coordinate online, and unfortunately they do get louder and louder. So previously, if you had any racially motivated incidences, they were perhaps once off. Like when I grew up, there were always once off here and there. But now I've noticed in the last 5 years that they are a lot more coordinated. They are a lot louder. Yes, it is from a minority. I like to emphasize that I've had so many supportive and lovely messages from people, but there is still a very loud minority out there.
Okay, tell us about some of the abuse that you've been receiving on social media, and also I think you've been getting crank phone calls to your house, haven't you?
Yes, the choice of the calls. The abuse started off with just, you're not Irish. How could you be Irish? You don't look Irish. Have you tried looking in the mirror lately? So it was all focused on pretty much the colour of my skin. Then that moved on to, well, you're just pretend Irish. And then it moved on to, you should be deported back to China. Again, seemed to completely ignore the fact that, well, Fairhouse is in China last time I checked. So, and then it kind of spiraled from there. A lot more hateful name callings, as I said, which is okay, because that sometimes comes as part of the online, unfortunately, interaction. People seem to call people names. But then someone tweeted abroad with quite a few followers, with about 500,000 followers, and that spiraled then. Everything from my, whether I'm Irish or not, to my position got discussed. And I was very firm online saying that if you have any issues against my policies or my how I work, absolutely come tell me. But my heritage and my nationality shouldn't be up for discussion. There are so many things that we can discuss that is of importance in Ireland right now: homelessness, housing crisis, health system. But somehow everyone chose to discuss whether I'm Irish or not. Then by the third day, the phone calls started happening. Online petitions started happening to ask me to resign because people were saying that I was anti-Irish and racist. And then after that, online petition got started.
In what way are you anti-Irish, allegedly?
Apparently because I'm saying that there are some people in Ireland that are racist, then that is anti-Irish and I am therefore a racist and I should be asked to resign because I'm no longer fit for public office. So, and that petition went up. Thankfully, it only got about 50 followers. Panty Bliss had a petition out to help me out about getting her wig to be the Lord Mayor. That got a lot more followers within a couple of hours. So,
and see, this is part of the problem. I mean, you have this bunch of cranks at the moment who are outside and US multinational. I won't even name it, given they don't want to be given too much publicity to these idiots who are down there waving their tricolours and making videos and making just idiots of themselves. But then how much support are you getting? You had a protest, I think, isn't it? You went to Irishtown Garda Station at the weekend. How many people turned up to support that?
A good couple of hundred came up. I think one report was that it was 250 or so. I think looking at the videos, it could be up to 300. And I think it was actually really heartwarming that people were seeing, people were dancing, people were coming up to me being very supportive, mainly because as per our last part of the conversation there, by Friday I had received a good five, six phone calls with people breathing down the phone at me. So I think when people saw that, when I tweeted that out, people decided, well, you know what, enough is enough. And that was really nice to see. It was nice to see that people were supportive, that this sort of racism or hate shouldn't happen in our country. And it is, as I said, happening with a minority, but it's nice to see that people think that it shouldn't happen.
Okay, so what do we do now? I mean, if we're not ignoring them, how do we persuade people like this to stop with their carry-on, or what do we do?
I think we tell them that it's not right. I think part of the
problem... Are they going to care if they're told that?
Well, that's the thing. My problem is, I have always said at the beginning, you bring facts and you bring figures to the discussion. You don't just bring lies and truths. And this is what we have to challenge people on. We have to make sure that they are challenged on what is true or not. But we also need people to support people who are being harassed. Because at the end of the day, these various groups of people have harassed various people online and offline. And we need to stand up for people and say, no, this is not right. This is not our Ireland. So, because our Ireland is a very inclusive one, it's a community that we're building on. And I think we need to acknowledge the fact that these groups, the right wing groups, are here, and the more we stand up to them, the better it is. Now, by standing up, I don't mean shouting, screaming, any of that thing. I mean very logically discussing, well, the facts and challenging them on it. And I know you may think that they don't want to hear it, and they don't want to hear it, but it is all about being in the right and actually standing by what is right.
Okay, Councillor Hazel Shue from the Green Party, thank you very much for joining us.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.